It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Desiree Stevenson. She is with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And we're just going to talk and discuss about the fact that, you know, certain places may be closed, but there are still plenty of options in our area and plenty of the great people and the business leaders of Carbon County that are coming up with different ways to make sure that they take care of their customers. Desiree, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me call in.
I think the first thing that we really need to discuss and talk about is let's talk about restaurants. Because, yes, most restaurants are closed to dine-in right now.
Yes. So there actually is that restriction that they cannot have dine-in because they can't have more than 10 people in their stores. So what the restaurants are doing is, you know, a lot of them are doing curbside or they're even now delivering. If they have a drive-through window, you can go through the drive-through and still order your food. But most of them are, you know, getting creative, and they didn't have the option before where it was prepay or pay online, but now they've got that up and going. So they've actually developed their business, especially with the newer ones, a lot quicker than I think they were planning on it, but, you know, they're adapting to it very well.
Well, and you know, as I said before when we were talking off the air, I caught your Facebook post, and that's really what caught my eye and made me think, you know, we should get on the air and talk about this. Gift certificates. Buy gift certificates now, and you can use them later as well.
Yes. So, you know, a lot of them are, you know, people are thinking, you know, if I get my hair or my nails done, you know, I can't go in and sit because, you know, you have to have a 6-foot radius between you and that other person. Well, that's not possible. You have to be kind of close when you get that stuff done. So you can go and buy your gift cards and, you know, and pay for it, you know, get it done later, but pay for it now. So that's not putting your that salon or, you know, the people who are doing your hair at risk of maybe not being able to do that anymore. I think people need to realize, you know, when you pay a gym membership, whether, you know, any gym or any type of membership, that those businesses rely on that to keep going and keep moving forward, because if they don't have it, there's a possibility maybe they close their doors, and when this is all over, they don't reopen.
Right, and that's you know, the one thing that we can do right now is help in that way. And I think that gift certificates or gift cards, that is a great way to, you know, say, hey, you know what? You've been there for us. We're going to be there for you. Let's go ahead and get these now. And then when things get back to some normalcy, we'll come in and we'll get this taken care of.
Yeah, you can reuse them then, you know, or give them as gifts, you know, depending on how many you have.
Right. And the other great one that I saw is the theaters in town. You know, obviously the theater itself is shut down to showing movies.
Yes, so they are shut down, but they are actually opening their doors from 7 to 8 to where you can go in and get popcorn or, you know, snacks and then go to a Redbox, or if you have movies at home, you know, we all have the different streaming items that are out there. You know, sit down with your family, watch a movie, but still go get your snacks and stuff from a business that, you know, again, relies on that.
And they're gonna help you out. You're gonna be home watching it and watching movies anyway.
Yep.
You know, you might as well go and get those snacks and make sure that we're taking care of those folks that way as well. We also talked, probably one of the best ways to kind of find out who's doing what really right now is Facebook.
Yeah, go to, you know, if you have a special place, you know, whether it's a restaurant or a salon or retail, you know, they're posting what they can do on their Facebook page. You know, as the chamber sees it, we're posting it to our Facebook group, you know, because we're trying to help get everything into one area. And this isn't just going to be chamber members that we're looking at. We're looking at every business, because right now we need to stand together.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I can feel it already. Carbon County is great to stand together and take care of things like this when times like this happen. So once again, if you're looking for things like that, Facebook is probably your best reference. But those restaurants, they're still open. They're offering curbside service, as you said. Some of them now are offering delivery. I mean, if they have a drive-up window, they're still open for business. Just stay local and help out the local businesses as much as you possibly can.
Right, and one of the most important things, I think, to remember is remember those businesses that supported all the teams, you know, your kids' baseball team, basketball team, whatever fundraiser you might have had. Those are the ones that need you.
That's right. Step up now and do what you can for them.
Yep.
Desiree, thanks for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
No, no worries. If you have anything else, just let us know. We'll get you back on, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on this, make sure you listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.